And right now it's time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning from Grace Fellowship Church is Nathan Branham. Pastor Nathan Branham with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you with us, and we're pleased to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Well, thanks, Tommy. Man, we have ripped through some of these ways that God is speaking to us, and relationships are built on communication. My wife tells me that all the time. And your relationships will improve. This is just a general principle. If your communication improves, so maybe you need to be more specific. Maybe you need to be more expressive. So if you're struggling in interpersonal communication, you need to figure out maybe there's something I need to do. And the interesting thing about that is that we cannot not communicate. So you may not say anything at all, but you're communicating something. And pastors know that specifically by the way that their congregation is seated. If they're seated with their arms crossed, their congregation is telling them, I don't like that pastor. Or if my wife gives me a certain look from across the room, she says nothing, but she's communicating. And you know what? God is the same exact way. Our God is a communicating God, and our relationship with him will either rise or fall based on how we communicate with him. And all you have to do is go back to the book of Genesis, and it says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said. Our God communicates. He's not a dumb idol made of wood, stone, metal. He is a living being, and he wants to communicate with us. And so, as I've stated, we have just ran through, and I think hopefully this has been encouraging to some, four different ways already that God communicates. And the reason that we're doing this is because just as we have to be taught how to use a phone, just as we have to be taught how to send a text message, write snail mail, every form of human communication has to be taught, and divine communication has to be taught. We have to learn it. And now some of us will recognize that, man, God has been speaking to me, I just haven't been recognizing it. So the first thing that we looked at this week was nature and creation. Psalm 19 says that the heavens declare the glory of God. Night unto night utters speech. The second way was circumstances and coincidences. God is so powerful that he can arrange our circumstances and essentially tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, listen, I'm here. I'm with you. And so that might come through an encouraging word. That might come through a struggle that you go through. And God is just letting you know, I need your attention. 1 Samuel 9 tells us the story of how King Saul was anointed through the coincidence of lost donkeys. Pretty amazing. But yesterday we covered the most important way that God directs us, and that is through his word. His love letter draws us into relationship with himself. And the Holy Spirit will use that. Here was the fourth way. The Holy Spirit will use the word of God in our lives to convince us that God is true, that we can't trust ourselves, and he is good. So we have to listen to those four ways. But now today, we have to understand that God can use other people in our lives. And you know, the first way that that manifests itself oftentimes is through our parents. And I know that we don't like to listen to that, but usually God will use our parents to direct our lives. We have been stewarded to our parents. So whether you're a teen or even an adult child, our parents can be the voice of God to us. Let me just tell you a story. One time my wife, this was back when we were first married, and we were looking for a car. We desperately needed one, and we prayed, and we just asked God, according to James chapter 1, God, give us wisdom. Would you direct us in finding a car? Well, she called her dad, and her dad had worked for GM up in Michigan for years and years, and we told him about this car deal that we thought we had, and we thought it was going to be great. And I mean, he ripped us up one side and down the other. It didn't feel good, but you know what? God used him to save us from a very bad deal. You know, sometimes we don't listen to the voice of God through other people because it hurts. And I just want to encourage you today that, you know what, sometimes truth hurts, sometimes advice hurts, but we need to listen to it. We need to humble ourselves and say, you know what, God, you may be speaking to me through this person, even though I don't like it. And the final way that we're going to look at today, the sixth way, is through peace of mind. You know, when my father-in-law gave us that advice about the car, it kind of hurt our hearts, but there was something about it. We had peace underneath all of it. And you know that every person that God has created was meant to live in peace. Sometimes the drama of our lives crowds that out. And listen, we live in a culture in the United States that is loaded, jam-packed, crowded with attention-grabbing, peace-stealing things that we have to guard ourselves against. And so I just want to send a call out to everyone that's listening and say, listen, God is the Prince of Peace. He wants you to have peace in your heart and mind today. We know that because Colossians 3:15, I love this verse. It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You were called to that. And I love one of the translations. It says, let peace be an umpire. Do you know that peace is a person? Peace is Jesus Christ. He is God's peace sent to us. And so I just want you today, you the listener, to embrace the Prince of Peace. You might have turmoil in your heart and mind, but today he's speaking peace to your mind. Listen, one of the ways we determine what direction to go is by the peace that God grants us in your heart. And every one of us have made decisions when we felt like, oops, I don't feel peace about this. Embrace the Prince of Peace today and watch how he gives you supernatural peace in your heart.
That's a good word for us, Pastor. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Father, we come before your throne of grace today. And God, we want to bow our lives to the Prince of Peace. And maybe we have been directed by people that we haven't really appreciated. Maybe we don't like the tone that they used in our direction. But Lord, help us to have humility to hear you through other people. God, would you give us the peace that passes all understanding so that you would guard our hearts and minds. I pray for those at YesFM. God, those that are manning the microphones and manning the boards, would you grant them peace today that passes all understanding? The one who is so stirred up in turmoil in their heart and mind that they can't hear you, God, would you just speak peace in the middle of their storm? We love you. We trust you for it. In Jesus' name, bless them now. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nathan Branham joining us from Grace Fellowship Church. And tell us about Grace Fellowship.
Yeah, Grace Fellowship Church is almost located right in the heart of Lima, Ohio. We're a neighborhood church. And most people that come say, man, I just love your church. I feel the love. People are so kind. And so Grace Fellowship Church is a non-denominational family church. And we've been around now for about 10 years. And I am just so honored to pastor these precious saints at Grace Fellowship Church.
And if folks want to find out more information about the church or any events you guys may have coming up, how can they do so?
Yeah, you can do that in several ways. The first way is on Facebook, Grace Fellowship Church in Lima, Ohio. You can see our page, like us, or you can go to our webpage, and that is at gfclima.com.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks again for being with us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.